Bradford, the active district. Making a place where it's easier for everyone to move and be active every day. This is the Easy Read summary of the physical activity strategy for Bradford District. A strategy is like a plan. It sets out all the things we are going to do. You can find the full version of the strategy at www.activebradford.com. Active Bradford is Bradford District's physical activity partnership. We have a shared passion and commitment to creating a way of thinking where physical activity is an everyday part of everyone's lives. The physical activity plan builds on all the things we have already done. It also strengthens our commitment to making an active district for everyone. We have worked with lots of people to make the plan, including organisations and local communities across the district. This is called co-production. Why does the plan matter? There are lots of reasons why this plan matters. They include: not doing much exercise or activity leads to poorer health. It adds to the demand on health and social care services. Being active helps prevent or improve a wide range of mental and physical health issues. Being active also helps communities, the economy, and the environment. It focuses on reducing sedentary behaviours. This means things like sitting in a chair too much or a child being in a buggy or car seat a lot. Our priorities. Our plan has 9 priorities. These are the things that we think are most important to work on. Priority 1. Active schools, children and young people. Physical activity is really good for children and young people. We know that we need to do more work to cut down on childhood obesity and increase activity levels. We want all schools and early years settings like nurseries and preschools to be active places. Teachers and leaders recognise that physical activity will help to improve health and help children and young people learn more. Priority 2, neighbourhoods and communities. Our ambition is to create safe, clean and active neighbourhoods. They will be attractive and bring communities together to enjoy being active. It is important to make sure that physical activity is included in local plans. We will communicate with local communities so that they can be active in a way that suits them. Priority 3. Sport and active recreation. We have great links with sports clubs and sporty organisations, and people are proud of these partnerships. Our ambition is to increase access for communities to local spaces to play sport, like schools, sports centres and parks. We will also promote things like walking, dancing and yoga to engage people who may be less active. We will carry on with things like park runs and the Bradford City runs, to encourage everyone to be active. We will also look at new ways to get people to be active together. Priority 4, health and social care. We will work with our key health organisations to fit physical activity into health and care pathways. This will support people to better self-manage their long-term conditions and prepare for treatments, operations and other medical interventions. We will also support our frontline health and social care staff to make sure they include physical activity in care plans and consultations. We will have good access to training on how to advise and motivate patients at every opportunity. Priority 5, workplaces and workforce. People spend about a third of their time at work. We will raise awareness across all workplaces of the importance of moving more in the workplace. The Living Well Workplaces programme will support employers to encourage their staff to be more active, either as part of their working day or when travelling to and from work. This could be walking meetings, active lunchtimes or using the stairs. We will also carry on building links between businesses, fitness centres and public facilities. Priority 6, green space. Our ambition is that all communities will have access to high quality and well looked after parks or green space that they can walk to from where they live. Bradford has already developed several new green spaces in urban areas in the last 3 years. We know how important it is to address safety and antisocial behaviour in parks. We will continue to promote positive social activities in parks where everyone can come together and enjoy being active outdoors. Priority 7, the built environment. Built environment is the parts of places which we live in that have been built by people, like streets and buildings. Our surroundings play an important part in our health. People who live in poor quality housing have worse health outcomes than people who live in good housing. Bradford is leading the way in strengthening policy and guidance on housing, street and neighbourhood design. This is so we can create livable places that help people to live healthy lives. Our ambition is to develop a number of active neighbourhoods where communities can live within walking distance of where they work, learn and play. Priority 8, active travel. Active travel means cycling, walking or wheeling to get to places like work, school, the shops or to meet friends or family. Our ambition in the Bradford District is to develop high quality safe walking and cycling lanes to encourage more people to use active travel. We will also develop a number of neighbourhoods that are attractive and livable. Priority 9, communications and campaigns. We will work with our partners to make sure that we deliver a strong message to support people of all ages to move more and be active every day. Living Well and Jump already do this and have campaigns such as the 20-minute movement. They will work with partners to make sure they continue to deliver these messages. Underpinning principles. These are the things that will help us to deliver this plan. We will tackle inequalities so that it is easier for everyone to be active. Inequalities are when some people don't have the same chances as others. We will make decisions using the data, insight and research we have collected. We will work with everyone, especially people from different backgrounds. We will give people the skills and opportunities they need so they want to be active now and into the future. Thank you for listening.